AJ Lalu is the Managing Director of Blacklight Consulting. AJ, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Africa, and good morning to your listeners.
Is it a good idea for the Department of Treasury and the Department of Health to centralize the procurement of the personal protective equipment?
Africa, I think, you know, centralization, I think, doesn't solve the fundamental problem, right? If you look at the statement issued by the South African Council of Churches, I think citizens of our country are right to be disgusted at the feeding frenzy which is taking place in the billions of rands of procurement which the state is asking in these unprecedented times. And I think generally people are fed up with, you know, the levels of corruption, even in the times of such need, you know, that people are out there thinking about their own pockets and lining their own pockets. So, you know, Africa, my point is, I don't know whether centralization of this procurement function solves the problem. The problem is there are absolutely no consequences for ever. Even if we launch investigations and commissions and so forth, and find people have acted illegally and irreprehensibly. So the first thing I think we need to do is address the issue of consequences when people are found to be guilty or, you know, having been given opportunities because they are closely aligned to the centers of power in our country.
Will the proclamation then signed by the president empowering the special investigating unit to probe corruption in the awarding of COVID-19 funds be more effective, do you think, in getting rid of corruption in the procurement space?
Africa, I think, you know, we have seen in the previous administration, the process of centralization of procurement simply leads to more or corruption at scales we've never experienced in our history, right? So I don't think the centralization of procurement, firstly, solves the problem. I think what we need to do is not have the SIU probe allegations of corruption and so forth in the awarding of tenders, etc. I think what we need is an entire overhaul of the procurement system, right? I don't know when last you have seen any public information about the awarding of tenders, who were the other bidders, what were the other values, what were the considerations in determining the winning bid, right? Now, that level of transparency, I think, is an absolute cornerstone of reinstilling public confidence in our ability to procure efficiently and effectively, not at the lowest price, but actually at a price point which makes commercial sense for the market to supply government. The problem at the moment, in my opinion, is that the good, honest, hardworking South African companies out there are so disgusted at the levels of incompetence and corruption in government that they're no longer willing to actually engage in public tender processes. In fact, this opens the door to more corruption in public procurement.
The Western Cape government publishing a report detailing all personal protective equipment procurement and expenditure in the province from the 1st of April until the 30th of June. This report was published, and the MEC for Finance and Economic Opportunities, David Menya, yesterday saying that the report will detail all the procurement, the expenditure by the Western Cape government. Included in those details and for each transaction is the name of the supplier, description of the item, the unit price per item, and the total spent. A move like this will go a long way in re-establishing confidence, I suppose, that South Africans will have on the respective governments, right?
So absolutely. I think it's a really great step, or first step, right, in giving or instilling confidence back in the public, right? So, I mean, Edward Kay's with the ask taxpayers, you know, to continue to contribute to the good work that government is doing. Now, as a taxpayer, as a law-abiding taxpayer, I have to question, you know, how my taxes be used efficiently and effectively, right? And I'm not saying, you know, as a taxpayer, the one thing I do want to see is an effective response to COVID-19, right? Frontline workers are the most vulnerable. You know, we need to protect them to some extent, almost at all costs, right? But it can't be at the expense of taxpayer money being abused to enrich a handful of people. So I do this transparency is one step. I think what we need to do is take some of the 500 billion rand, you know, stimulus packages announced by government and spend it on overhauling our entire procurement system in the state. Whether it's centralized or decentralized, it doesn't matter. I think we need to have a technology-based procurement system which is transparent, which is defendable, which is executed by people with competence. We need to have audit procedures. We need to have oversight. And that requires us to spend money reviewing. In fact, I would throw out our entire current procurement system, quite frankly.
Wow. AJ Lalu, thank you very much indeed for your insights and your reflections. AJ Lalu is the Managing Director of the Blacklight Consult.